You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Yes, sir, that's me, Eric Easy Zuli, Hollywood It Guy. What's up, guys? It is a wonderful Friday. I hope you guys are having a great day. Man, we've had a blessed moments of time here, I got to tell you. So this is a show about opportunity and opening doors, making it a little bit easier on you. I'm just a crazy nut in Hollywood, and everybody knows the whole HollywoodHitGuy.com, and I'm just trying to throw a good show on for you guys. We got some special guests today. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got David Fernandez Jr., who's an actor, and he was in Sons of Anarchy. Everybody knows that show, and many other things he'll be talking about. He has a really interesting story. Trust me when I tell you this. And we're going to also be bringing Roz Taylor Jordan on, which is one of the supervising casting directors for America's Got Talent on NBC. And she also works with Fremantle, and we're going to be talking about some advice on how you start your own television show. We also have my girl, Patricia Shipp, which is the reporter for the National Enquirer, and that's a segment called Hollywood Secrets. So sit back, fasten your seatbelts, and enjoy the ride. Now, I want to introduce the winner of the Happy Holidays contest. This is a gentleman's a friend of mine. I've known for a while. He's been a loyal supporter on the social media. His name is Scott the Panther, and he has a company called Video Fusion TV. He's going to be co-hosting with me today, let's see if we can keep up. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Eric, how are you?
Feeling good, man, feeling good. How are you feeling? So tell my listeners, actually go ahead and say how you're feeling, because I talk too much. I got to slow down. Go ahead.
That's all right. I feel great. I had a great Christmas. I hope you did, too, and all the viewers out there today. And I just want to say it's an honor to be on your show. And I'm doing it the easy way as well. And, I want to give a shout-out to David Fernandez Jr., who's going to be on the show from Son of Arky. And how was your Christmas?
Christmas was awesome, man, but it's not about me. I'm going to give you your time to talk a little bit about you. I give all my praise to God, Jesus Christ. It was his birthday and everything. And everybody's going to remember what Christmas is really about. Now, so check this out. I want you to tell my audience and the listeners who Scott the Panther is. Why do they call you Scott the Panther? What is Video Fusion TV? What are you up to in 2013?
Well, yeah, I was doing Video Fusion TV. It was a public access TV show. I used to film all the biggest rock, rap, and hip-hop artists in the industry, in Hollywood. And right now I'm working on a new project. It's called SoulMeetings.com. And actually on opening day, which is Valentine's Day, we're going to be giving away 50 free memberships in 2013.
I don't mean to interrupt you. Is there any way you can get on another phone by chance? Because each and every time you talk, it crackles, and I want to make sure the audience can hear everything you're saying. And I can go ahead and talk about some stuff and give you some time to maybe revert to another vehicle, another tool.
Is that better?
That's much better. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Perfect. Yeah, I was saying I was working on Video Fusion TV, where I was filming all the biggest rock, rap, and hip-hop stars. Now I'm working on a new project called SoulMeetings.com, and we're going to be opening up on Valentine's Day, and we're going to be giving away 50 free memberships to people who sign up to our newsletter. I also want to thank Animagic Productions for help making this site, Alan Shelter. You can look us up on Facebook, /SoulmatesMeet or SoulMeetings.com on the internet.
Awesome. Okay, so that's a dating site?
Yeah, that's a dating site, and it's going to be fun. It's something we've been working on for quite some time, and, it's going to be a lot of fun for people to meet up and get to know one another.
All right. Now, in the spirit of the holidays, man, if you could have a wish to give somebody the special in your life, any present, what would you give them?
Well, I would like to give all the homeless people out there, you know, food and a place to live and warm shelter. I think that would be the greatest gift of all, because there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, less fortunate than us, and I think that would be the greatest gift that you can give anybody.
Well, that's pretty awesome of you. We actually, that's what we did. We went down to Dana Point. We gave some soup and, you know, blankets and TV dinners and, you know, whatever we could you know, give to a lot of the homeless people. And I know that Sarah Winchester did the same thing.
Wow.
So you always got to give back on, you know, give back all the time, but especially during the holidays, because, you know, a lot of people are less fortunate to you. And, you know, when you do unto others, you know, other things will be done unto you. And remember that, definitely. So again, guys, this is Easy Way Broadcasting, the place for your opportunity to how to make it happen the easy way and make it a little bit easier on you. And we talk to celebrity guests about, we really get deep in life and kind of find out the struggles and the speed bumps that they've had and how we can kind of help you revert from some of the speed bumps they've had. And we have some really amazing guests coming on. And we want to thank Tightrope Magazine, Rock Viz Magazine, Ambiance Magazine, LA Talk Live, LA Talk Radio, Z Talk Radio, a couple of new stations that actually contacted me on Facebook that wants to syndicate our podcast. They want to actually download our shows, and they want to play our shows. So we really appreciate them. Washington Times and you know, all the different people we work with. And the cool thing about this show, guys, and the listeners that do listen to us all the time know this, but this is for the listeners that don't know and that are just tuning in. You go to HollywoodItGuy.com. TheEasyShow.com, WTVNetworks.com, and you can actually see a lot of stuff we talk about, whether it's previously or it's afterwards. So I may be talking about, like, for instance, we just had one of the former Pussycat Dolls, Vanessa Curry, on, and we talked about a lot of cool stuff. Well, guess what? Next year you will be seeing that stuff, and you'll see some things come to fruition. In fact, a lot of you guys may remember the contest we did with WTV Networks, the WTV Model of the Month, and Cassandra Ann Jenkins was one of the winners. And Cassandra Ann Jenkins is actually going to be the centerfold of Rock This Magazine, January 15th. The magazine comes out. We're doing a big launch at Scream Famous Clothing off Melrose Avenue. And this was the same place that Sam Sarpong just did his clothing line launch. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We got all the people that are in the magazine is going to be doing a signing. We got a charity attached, and you guys can come get some clothes. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you put that in your calendar. January 15th is when it comes out. I'm not sure exactly when the date is, but follow Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and follow me, Hollywood It Guy, on Facebook, or Eric Zulli on Twitter, and you get all those cool updates. So Scott, you're my co-host, man. I will over-talk you, and I just talk. That's what I do. So, you know, anytime you want to jump in and tell me to shut up, you're welcome too. But
okay.
It looks like we have a caller, and I'm going to take a caller really quick, and then we're going to take a short break and bring in the wonderful Patricia Shipp. Can you believe it, guys? We actually have one of the lead reporters of the National Enquirer, out of all the magazines that you can get gossip from and you can get information from. The National Enquirer is pretty big. And if you agree with me, call and talk to me. In fact, we have a caller, so we're going to go ahead and grab this caller, and then we'll take our short break. We have a caller, 323-7113. You're on live. Easy Talk. What's going on?
Yes, good afternoon. Happy New Year's. My name is Kaleem Shaheed, and I want to know, what do you think about the physical cliff and how would it affect Hollywood?
I'm sorry, you have to say that one more time. What was the question? What do I think about the physical cliff?
Yes, you know about the physical cliff that's supposed to take effect on December the 29th, and I want to know, what do you guys think about how it will affect Hollywood? Because you know what's going to happen with the physical cliff, a lot of people's taxes are going to go up. Do you think it's going to have a great impact on your show?
That's a great question. I didn't even know about the physical cliff. So, you know, if you want to actually email us at info@easywaybroadcasting.com, I'd like to know more information on it and do my own research before I say anything on air. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I'm a good friend of Scott Ramone's, Scott Panther Scott. And believe me, I do a lot of research, and I'm not going to keep you, but I just wanted to know if you knew about the physical cliff, because it's about to take effect real soon.
He is talking about Obama and the physical cliff, that they're trying to resolve that right now.
Right. They're supposed to be in a meeting at 3 o'clock. Actually, they're in a meeting right now, and it's going to have a very, very great impact on all of America. If we go over that physical cliff without them straightening that up, man, it's going to be a lot of people unemployed. And that's what I was thinking.
Okay, well, like I said, send us an email, and we'll get a hold of Scott. We'll figure out more details on that. I definitely want to do my research before I go into that. But I do know a lot of people in Hollywood, and if it's definitely something to be looked into, we can definitely do that. So thank you so much for calling in and supporting Scott and the Easy Talk. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great New Year. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So we have a couple other callers, guys, but I'm going to go ahead and bring Patricia Shipp in really quick from the National Enquirer. And, Scott, thank you so much for being the co-host, man. How are you liking the show so far? Fun?
I love the show. Anything that you put out, Easy, is going to be good. You're one of the hottest working men in Hollywood, and, you're always involved in something, and I'm always there to support what you do.
I appreciate it. All right, guys. So this is Easy Talk, doing it the easy way, Easy Way Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
The newest segment of Easy Talk has everyone inquiring, what will we hear and who will we meet? Our friend Patricia Shipp is here from the National Enquirer to fill us in on everything we need to know. Let's all give a warm welcome to Patricia Shipp.
All right. Yeah, so we got Patricia Shipp in the house again. It's Hollywood Secrets, you guys. So are you ready? When we last left off, we were talking about a cool little Hollywood secret. Somebody being pregnant or something like that. So, Patricia, tell us what's going on.
Well, you know what, Eric? Thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it and hope everybody had a good holiday. I am still working on that story. I would love to tell you, but, I just need some confirmation, so just bear with me. Sometimes these things don't flush out as quickly as we would like, but just keep on hanging to that cliff. I'm sure I'll be able to clear it up for you next week. But in the meantime, I know. I'm sorry. I will do my best to clear it up and make sure everybody knows, because I know everybody's sitting on pins and needles. Nothing better than a celebrity being pregnant so we can follow them around for 9 months. But
a celebrity that's not married being pregnant.
Yeah, that. Well, I mean, is that really something new, though?
Not in Hollywood.
Just somebody else to add to the list. But in
all right, so what else is going on?
Okay, I wanted to tell you about Julie Andrews. She's the Sound of Music lady. And she had an operation back in 1997 to have non-cancerous throat nodules removed from her throat. And they made an error in the surgery, and now she will never sing again. Not like we remember. She can throw it, but she can't, touch the note. She has a very low voice now, which is such a shame. But instead of wallowing in self-pity, she has become an author of children's books, and she's written she's 27 books already, and now she's also going to jump, back into directing a musical, hopefully on Broadway. So, when you're throwing lemons, you make lemonade out of it. Other people who are that successful singing would have probably just been destitute, and, you'd hear all these horrible stories about them being depressed and everything, but she's 77 years old, and she knows from experience that you just have to keep going. You have to find something else to do. So that's what she's done, and she's thrilled, obviously, not thrilled about, the doctors making a mistake in her surgery, but she's, stepped out of it and doing quite well right now. She has a very good attitude. So
you gotta always keep fighting. What else is going on?
Yeah, it's too bad. But anyway, don't you think I found the most craziest thing, that celebrities actually get insurance on certain parts of their bodies. Now, you would think a person who is a singer, they would insure their voice. Say, for instance, the guy, Gene Simmons, well, it's not his voice, but he's well known for having that big tongue hanging around his, you know, always showing his tongue. So he had that insured for $1 million.
Wow.
Now, another, I know, Bruce Springsteen had his voice insured for $31 million. Then you have people like Keith Richards. He had his you know, voice, he had his voice, well, actually not his voice, his fingers for playing the guitar for $1.6 million. Now, other singers like Tom Jones, you would think he would have his voice insured. No, you're going to die. He had his chest hairs insured for $7 million because the women are so used to seeing him on stage gyrating and having his shirt unbuttoned, and they just love his chest hairs. Isn't that the craziest thing you ever heard?
Yeah, his chest hairs, okay.
And Mariah Carey, instead of her voice being insured, she had her legs insured for $1 billion. So, you got, you know, sometimes you have to just wonder where these guys are really coming from.
Nick Cannon better be careful with those.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just, I mean, what in the world? What in the world are these people thinking of? Now, do you watch Porn Stars? I mean, I'm sorry, not Porn Stars. Not Porn Stars.
Is there a show called Porn Stars?
I'm sorry.
Pause. Okay. Yes, I do watch Porn Stars.
Porn Stars. The reason I'm laughing is because there's a porn star on Porn Stars. That's why I...
Really?
The young lady who's on there, her name is Olivia Black. There's a big secret that nobody knows. She's on the show. She's not a prominent, you know, character on this reality show. But you do see her on the show. Well, she's actually, you know, pictures of her have popped up. And she used to be on the pornographic website suicidegirls.com. And it's really quite bizarre. You know, she joined it in 2008. But once she's been on Pawn Stars, I have to take it slow, Pawn Stars, you know, she really, you know, these pictures have come to the surface. And now I hear, a little birdie told me that she's been dumped from the show. She can still work in the pawn shop, but she cannot be seen on Pawn Stars. So, you know, these guys don't want a porn star, I guess, on the show, which is amazing to me because, I mean, on reality TV, it seems like anything goes these days.
Okay. Yeah. Any other secrets for us?
Well, there, like I told you, there's there's still pending another secret. I'm sorry that these things are pending over more than a week, but, you know, the whole Paul Nassif thing on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Now, there's, you know, a big secret that's been kind of teased on the show. Brandi Glanville revealed, you know, she used to be married to Leanne Rimes' husband right now. And so nobody seems to know what was said, but I have the inside track, and I'm going to tell you what exactly Brandi said to set off Paul and Adrian Maloof, and it's a blockbuster. You're just going to die. But I will have it. That one I will have for you next week for sure. It's already been confirmed. I just need to talk to my source one more time, and then I will bring it to you exclusively.
All right, guys, so that was Hollywood Secrets with Patricia Shipp, and we're going to be back next week to give you that direct information. Make sure you check out Sarah's Secrets on last Wednesday and see what they had to say with that was actually her guest. So make sure you check out that show. You can go to the archive, go to easywaybroadcasting.com, and go to Sarah's Secrets, and that was a great interview with him. I don't watch the show, so I can never remember the guy's name again. What's the guy's name again?
Paul Nassif, yes.
I'm just kidding. Nothing but love for Paul. But thank you so much, Patricia. We appreciate it. We're so glad to have you with Easy Talk now with Hollywood Secrets. I've already had a couple people commenting. So if you guys want to get a hold of Patricia Shipp, how do people reach you if they want to talk to you?
You can email me, pshipp@nationalenquirer.com. That's pshipp, two P's as in Paul, @nationalenquirer.com. All spelled out, and you can get me directly that way.
Awesome. So you guys tune in next week for Patricia Shipp with Hollywood Secrets, because she's got all those secrets.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. EZ connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
Our guest on Easy Talk is well known as an actor in film and television, but his journey has been filled with trials and tribulations. Today, only on Easy Way Broadcasting, you will hear about the life and times of David Hernandez Jr.
So we have our guest, David Hernandez Jr., the actor extraordinaire, who's been on Sons of Anarchy and many other great things you'll be telling us about. David, you there?
Yes, I am here. How you doing, brother?
Hey, brother. How you doing? Thank you so much for being on the show. We also have our contest winner of the holiday, the Happy Holidays contest, the Easy Way, Scott the Panther. Scott the Panther, meet our guest, David Hernandez Jr.
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm well, brother. How you doing, Scott?
Good, good. Good to have a good Christmas.
Congratulations. Yeah, I had a great Christmas.
That's
how about
great.
You?
Yeah, I had an awesome Christmas. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Congratulations on winning, huh?
Well, thank you so much. And
yeah.
It's great to have you on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, sir. So, David, all right, let's get on. You ready? I'm putting, you hear the sound of my hands scraping together? You know what that means,
I'm
right?
I'm ready. Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, man. So, You have a very interesting interesting life. We've talked behind the scenes. We want to thank Ryan Torres with Avenue Entertainment Management for bringing you to our show. You've had a very accomplishing career. You're on the new movie End of Watch. I think they're actually repeating that again, right?
Yeah, it hit theaters again. It was making a push for the Oscars.
Okay, yeah, so End of Watch, you've been on Sons of Anarchy. I mean, you've had a really accomplishing career, but we've been promoting and putting it out on Twitter and Facebook and telling all the fans that you have a chilling story to tell. And, you know, and you definitely do, and very, very interesting. And we appreciate that you're going to be real on the show and really kind of give people the insides of their struggle and everything. So tell us a little bit about how it all began.
Well, first of all, brother, thank you for the opportunity. If anything, I feel everyone has a story, so I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share my story. But it started off with my parents, you know, just they came to this country undocumented, trying to give me a better life, you know, with very little education, all the way up to sixth grade elementary education. So they had to work two, three jobs just to make ends meet. And so with that, you know, I had to grow up fast, and you know, with that came a lot of unhealthiness as far as, you know, my dad with some addictions, my mom still battles with alcoholism. So I was exposed to a lot of unhealthy situations at the house growing up, didn't know how to deal with it. You know, so as I got older, became a teenager, I started kind of running away and numbing myself, you know, with drugs and alcohol and just, you know, running the streets. And I got in a lot of trouble, you know, and at that time in my life, I was just, the truth of it all was that I was angry, I was hurt, I didn't want to see my parents unhappy, and I didn't know how to deal with that. I didn't have the tools to deal with it. So that's how it began for me, you know, throughout my teenage years. But as of 19 years old, I was blessed to come across a nonprofit organization that, you know, ran camps, 3 to 4 day camps up in the mountains and created a safe space to talk about you know, issues that hurt our schools and communities. But more importantly, it was a safe space to talk about what we carried and what we felt inside. And even though at 19 I was asked to go as a support staff member, I felt like I was a participant because I learned and grew so much. And I was blessed enough to do that for 7 years, which completely changed my life and has been my education that I've used to, you know, to continue building in my life.
Yeah, and also, Scott, anytime you want to chime in, because believe me, I'm a talker. I won't, like I said, I won't shut up. But any questions you have, you're my co-host today. Anytime you want to chime in, go for it. But David, let me ask you this. Now, when we were talking, you said that you became at the age of anywhere from 18 to, I think, you know, 22 or something like that, and there was a transition in your life. And I really want you to go in detail what you meant by you became lost and then you were found.
Yeah, I was actually lost way before that. It was, I would say maybe around 11, 12 years old is when I started just kind of going off track. And what I meant by that is, you know, I started just attracting an unhealthy lifestyle, meaning I started experimenting with drugs, alcohol, started, eventually abusing drugs and alcohol. Was not like really living, if I can say. I was just kind of lost and just numbed out in the world. And so, you know, I didn't feel good inside. I had a lot of anger inside. I felt confused. I felt like I was the only one going through what I had, you know, been going through in my life. And so, you know, that was a period that could be very scary because I could have been locked up very easily. And I did get arrested at times, but not for any hard time or anything like that, thank goodness. But I didn't have really anybody that I could reach out to, any mentors or anybody that I could look up to as well. So it was just an ugly time, but at the same time, a great time because I needed to go through all that to do the work that I do now and to be able to have my, you know, my philosophy or my way of thinking and my mindset as far as where I am now. So I feel that everything happens for a reason, and I was meant to go through that to learn, and grow as a human being and start evolving eventually.
I agree, and the reason I wanted to ask that is I really wanted to show the listeners that are listening that have had those really hard, tough struggles, that have felt like it's they can't take it anymore and have gone to that or thought of going to that. And now, today, I mean, you've been very established. You've been on Weeds, on Showtime, Justified, Sons of Anarchy. You have a major film. I know you have some other major studio films. I know some things I can't talk about. I mean, you're really at another place in your life, but you were at one point that place, and now you're here.
Yeah.
So, again, we're just trying to show a positive example with you being a wonderful guest on the show. Now, you are doing a book. You wrote a book. Tell us about the process of writing and how the project came about.
Well, I worked with the nonprofit world for a very long time. I was in the educational system for over 10 years, to be honest with you. So I just got exposed to a lot of people, and I experienced a lot of great experiences that, you know, I wanted to share. And, the real message, the real true message was to believe itself. So I'm a co-author. I wrote this book called Multiple Streams of Motivation. And really what it's all about is just believing in yourself. Like it's very simple, but sometimes very, very difficult to do or to get to that point, you know, to believe in yourself. And I'm talking about truly believing in yourself where you actually can see whatever you want to accomplish or whatever goals you want to reach, you can actually see them happening because you know that if you put in that hard work and you dedicate and you commit yourself, that you'll make it happen. So that's really what the book's about.
I agree. And, so were you writing the book while you were going in the transition of acting and getting those handshakes, taking the, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. We were talking about how projects come about and about who you know and about who and how they know you. Let's talk a little bit about how you've had your accomplishments get developed and how a lot of it was based upon relationships. How did you solidify those relationships and now you're actually, you know, moving the pen, you're actually doing the action, you know?
Yeah, actually, you know, even going back to the book, I feel it's just been all part of the journey to get me to where I am today. And as far as what we spoke about, you know, behind the scenes, it's all about relationships, I feel. That's like the big secret, and it's not really a secret, but that's been my approach, you know, and just being authentic, being real, being honest with people, and just trying to, like, you know, let them know and put it on the table as far as what your goals are, what you're trying to do, And if we can work together and collaborate, awesome. If we can't, it's okay, maybe in the future. You never know. But the truth of it all is really just establishing and building on real relationships with people. And because I'm in the industry, obviously, yeah, I've built a lot of great relationships. Some are even on the line, I believe, right now. They've been telling me they're on the line. So, Gonzalo, if you're out there, he's helped me a lot. He actually gave me one of his first movies that I was a part of called Confession of a Gangster. Kieran, he was one of the first that offered me a role in his feature film. So, you know, he was a director. The other one owns a distribution company. So these people have supported me on my journey and have opened up doors for me, because I feel that every opportunity, every project that, you know, I get blessed to be a part of, I capitalize on it. And what I mean by that is I give it my 100% as far as committing to the character, whatever character I need to bring to life. And from there, so many beautiful things happen, you know, whether it's meeting more actors on set, you know, and just, you know, starting, how do I explain it? Like, basically just continue to follow what I'm trying to follow, which is have a consistent career in Hollywood.
Okay. And yeah, so we're gonna take a quick little break, guys, throw a couple of shout outs for the show here. But when we come back, I know some things that you guys don't know. I know some things about the Big Bang Theory that happened with Mr. David Fernandez Jr., and we got a cool little story to tell. So, again, we also with my co-host today, the winner of the Happy Holidays Contest, Scott the Panther, and you listen to Easy Way Broadcast, and you can call us in at 914-338-1303. We do appreciate the 10 callers that are in queue right now. We're going to grab you guys, and but, hey, wait until you hear this story when we come back.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, we're back. I'm EZ, the Hollywood It Guy, with my co-host, Scott the Panther. You're listening to Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcast, and we're with our wonderful guest, David Fernandez Jr. I'm not going to say Hernandez. I want him to beat me up. It's David Fernandez. Fernandez Jr. He's on the show, and we were last talking about this wonderful story about the Big Bang Theory. Something cool happened. I know we have a lot of callers. We will be grabbing the callers pretty soon, but Mr. David. And by the way, guys, you heard that little commercial. There is a lot of people doing it the easy way, and you guys can go to Hollywood the Easy Way on Facebook. You can join the group, HollywoodItGuy.com, and we talked about the Easy Show as well, TheEasyShow.com. We just posted a great episode about the Power Rangers on Nickelodeon, actually, the Super Samurai that's currently airing on every Saturday. I'm friends with a couple of those Power Rangers, and we supported some kids, signed some autographs, signed some toys, went to the Los Angeles Children's Hospital and supported the kids for the holidays. If you guys want to check that episode out, you can go to TheEasyShow.com. It's awesome. David, back to you. We got a Big Bang Theory story. Talk to us.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm still bumming on that. Well, it's funny because I, you know, just recently I booked Don't Trust a Bee in Apartment 23 on ABC, a TV show. And
are you a rapper too? That was pretty good. Don't Trust the Bee and the Apartment 23 and the TV.
No, that's all ABC right there, man. That's not me. That's just the name of the show. It's on its second season, and so
on ABC.
I'm blessed to be a part of that. Yeah, on ABC. But basically, yeah. So I landed that show. I was excited, and the next day, I get a call from my agent saying that I had landed the Big Bang Theory, and so you know he tried to work it out as far as scheduling, but. How crazy is it that it landed on the same week? Like, both shows were filming on the same week. And since I had already committed to Don't Trust to Be in Apartment 23, I wasn't able to do the Big Bang Theory. And so, you know, I was really bummed out because I know Big Bang Theory is a big show. I've seen it, you know, and so I was hoping.
Now, let me you landed, though. You landed a guest starring role on the Big Bang Theory. And I have to be honest, the people that were working with you did not make the right decision. And I think that a lot of the listeners that are listening to the show would agree, the biggest show on history, it's the biggest evangelist. Everybody knows the Big Bang. I actually met the Big Bang cast a couple of years ago at one of the Emmys. And I knew they were going to be huge. The biggest show. And you,
I know.
Smack you. Okay, go ahead.
I know. No, you know what, man? My agent was trying to do the right thing, so I can't knock him for that. And, you know, I had already signed and committed to, you know, the other shows. So, you know what? It is what it is. Hopefully, maybe I get a bigger role next time, you know, another bigger opportunity next time. And I had a blast on, you know, the Apartment 23 show. So, no regrets, but I was bummed when I was put in that situation.
I know, man.
You don't
get
mainstream projects every day, you know what I mean? And when they come... why did it have to come the same week?
You probably wake up in the morning and hire a foot to kick yourself every day, I bet. No, man. Lots of love to your team, though. They've obviously done some great things with you. You've had a, you know, established and accomplishing career. But I just have to rizzle-razzle you a little bit. Now, so tell us what one of your favorite projects are. You've done a lot of TV and film projects. What are some of your favorites?
You know, one of the most exciting projects is a project that I can't release as far as the title right now, but it's a huge video game that I was so happy to be a part of. I'm like a little kid. I just can't believe that I get paid to be a kid, use my imagination, and act. Like, I just still can't believe it to this day. But I'm just so thankful and appreciative, you know what I mean, that I'm able to do that. And to be in a video game, I mean, I grew up, you know, playing Nintendo, you know, Duck Hunt. I'm old school. Back in the day, Super Mario Brothers and all that. And to all of a sudden.
Yeah, me too.
Know,
Super Mario Brothers? Yeah, go Koopa.
That's right. Old school, man, bringing it back, you know. But if anything, yeah, when I found out, you know, it was really top secret, like real top secret. And so when I found out, you know, I get there and I get put in this conference room and I was starstruck because I had seen so many, you know, famous Latino actors that have been doing movies for years, and I'm sitting at the same table with these guys, and we're about to do the voiceovers for this huge game. And I'm going to be able to release the name pretty soon, so, you know, stay tuned. But that's one of my most exciting projects is just to be a part of a video game.
Congratulations, man. I mean,
that's awesome.
Would you consider that that's an exclusive as far as you being in a video game? Because I haven't heard that before.
Let's do it. Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is you releasing that, you leaking that, and that, you're not saying what game it is, but you're leaking that you are going to be in some sort of video game coming up.
Yeah.
This would be the first time ever heard, huh?
Yeah, definitely. It's a big mainstream video game that I can't wait to share to the world now.
What I'm asking you is, does anybody else know that you're going to be in a video game? Have you ever released that?
Possibly once, and just recently, you know, on Facebook and Twitter, but, you know,
we weren't the first.
I know. I know. I had to be honest, brother.
I'm just playing. But, hey, you know, shout-outs to all your fans, too. Shout-outs to everybody. I've seen it on the Facebook, and it's great that they support you like that. And you know, if any of the fans want to call in, talk to David, talk to myself or Scott, 914-338-1303. You can follow us at Easy Way Broadcast or Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. And it looks like we got a friend. We got a friend in the queue. I'm going to bring in your friend, and he gets to say... you're on live right now, friend, and you get to say four words and see if David can figure out who you are. Don't say who you are, though. Go. Friend, it's on the line. Don't let me look stupid on my show. Last four digits, 308, sir. I'm trying to, like, play here. Ryan, start talking.
Hello, can you hear me?
you messed up my whole little game here. Dang it, Ryan.
I'm so sorry. It was cutting out, but what's going on, guys?
Excuse me. This is Ryan Torres. This is he works with Mr. David Fernandez Jr. He's the one that actually brought him to our show, and he messed up my little game, but that's okay. We'll keep him online. What's going on, Ryan? Talk to us.
Not much, man. Just listening to the show, supporting David. You know, he's doing his thing, and I love this show. I love, you know, Easy Talk and what you're doing. I thought it would be a good fit for him to come on the show, you know, with what you got going on in Hollywood.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate it. You know, the David's actually going to be in Rock Viz magazine, and we just found out that we have about four other syndicated podcasts that's going to be downloading our show and playing it on their radio stations, and who knows where that's going. So,
I want to say something real quick. Ryan, real quick, I just want to thank you for providing this opportunity, but more importantly, brother, for believing in me. I'm so glad you're part of my team, and I know we're going to do great things. We're already doing them, so thank you.
There you go. No problem, man.
How did you guys meet?
I was actually invited. I was actually invited to go to Mr. Nick Cannon's incredible Haunted Mansion Halloween to raise money for cancer. And so I went to go support, and I met Ryan there. And, you know, we just connected. We hit it off. We kept continuing the conversation. And in time, you know, I made the decision to collaborate with him and start working with him. So I'm just real thankful for that.
Awesome. It's awesome how those relationships turn about. All right, Ryan, well, we're going to let you continue listening to the show and grab a couple other callers.
Thank you. Good job, David.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and grab another caller here. I'm going to close my eyes at a random out of 10 callers here and go, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe. Told me to pick the very best one, and you will be it. All right, so we're going to go for 805-9039. 805-9039, you're live on air. Easy Talk. How you feeling? 805-9039, are you there? Are you there, caller? If you have the last four digits, 9039, you are live with David Fernandez Jr., myself, Scott. Want to talk to us or just listen to the show?
Hey, Eric. It's Anthony.
Oh, Anthony, what's going on, man? Okay, you know what? I'm not bringing you in yet. I'm going to bring you in a second. This is one of our designers, guys. We have a unique story with him, but I'm going to bring you in a little later. So we're going to go ahead and grab another caller. I'll be right back
to you,
Anthony.
Okay.
All right, so we have a caller. I think I know who this one is. I think this is our favorite fan ever. 917-1060. Let's see if I'm right. 917-1060, you're on air. Easy Talk, you there?
Hi, Eric. Hi.
There she is. There's our favorite fan, Victoria. How you feeling?
Hello.
I'm good. I hope you guys had a happy holiday.
We had a wonderful holiday. How was your holiday?
My holiday was great. I want to commend your guest. You know, he's been through a lot. You know, I know what it's like to struggle. I'm actually struggling now. You know, I don't tell too many people that, but you know what? I commend people who've, you know, gone through a lot and they still make it, you know?
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this, girl, it's all part of the journey. We have our ups and downs, so just keep pushing and keep moving forward, girl. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, I would say you can't go through you can't enjoy the good times until you go through the bad, right?
That's right.
I have a question for the both of you.
Please.
How do you guys feel about the, I don't know if you guys heard, LMFAO kind of split?
What? My boy about Red Foo and Sky Blue, which are friends of mine, split up? Are you kidding me? I actually have an interview with them if you guys want to look at my reel.
Oh my God. We should do an interview with Hawk, like I told you.
What? So you know what? In fact, email us info@easywaybroadcasting.com or tweet me, but email us the info that you have on the split up thing. Because I don't want to. I hate going into things I don't know about. But I'll look into it, and we'll maybe talk about that on the next show, and I'll give my opinion. But if you want to direct that towards David or Scott, you're more than welcome to.
Yes. Definitely. How do you guys feel about it?
David
or
Scott?
Well, both. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, sometimes, you know, people do projects together and then they go their separate ways and then sometimes they can reconcile. So, you know, we're all human beings in the industry, in the business. So if we can get along together, you know, it's all about getting along and, you know, building relationships and hopefully that they can, you know, benefit, you know, both parties. So.
Right.
All right, Victoria, we're gonna grab another caller here. And by the way, Scott, you guys should definitely follow each other. Scott has a company called Video Fusion TV, and he's always looking for wonderful talents. And Victoria is a wonderful talent. So you guys should definitely connect with each other. Victoria, tell Scott your tell everybody your Twitter real quick.
My Twitter is Victoria James. It's VICTORIJAMES.
All right, well, thank you so much, Victoria.
Thank
we
you.
Got nothing but love for you. Thanks for all your support.
Thank
Take
you.
Take care, Victoria.
All right, we're going to grab one more caller, guys, and we're going to go back into the chilling story of David Fernandez Jr. We have a caller, 951-2596. You're on live on Easy Talk. You there? 951-2596, and you just got off air. How are you going to do that to me? Man, people love to embarrass me on my show. All right, so
hello?
We're going to get back. We've got – hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, you are there. Hi, caller. Yeah. What's your name? Where are you calling
from?
I
don't know my house number. I'm like, I think that's me. My name's Lanisha.
Hi, Lanisha. How are you?
My first time listening to the show. Hi. I'm really enjoying it. I was actually introduced to the show today by Ryan Torres, who told me to tune in and check it out. So, I'm loving it so far. And I just want to say, David, I myself share a similar upbringing as the one you were sharing with us. And I know how difficult it can be to shake a stigma like that off to where you're able to, you know, live to your true potential and take advantages of opportunities in life. So
right.
I would just want to commend you on that. That's awesome, and that's something to really be valued. And
well, I'll tell you this, Venetia. Thank you so much for supporting, and I feel that we're mirrors and that we're breaking the cycle, so let's continue breaking that cycle, you know?
Yes, definitely.
And do it for our people. That's right. Big love.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Venetia. Are you an actor yourself, or what do you do?
No, I'm actually a writer. I have a few internet-based articles and ghostwriting projects I do, but no, I'm not acting at this time.
Oh, cool. Well, follow us at Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter or Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. Let's keep in touch. And I'm always in need of writers, and I do own a television network radio station, and I do many things, many blogs and stuff, and I work with about 18 different magazines. So if you're a writer, I definitely want to talk to you.
Awesome. I will follow you. You guys take care.
Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it.
Hey, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I saw your clip from your show, The Son of, Anarchy. You played a very good role, and it was a very powerful scene. And I really enjoyed viewing it when I looked at it today.
Thank
so
thank
you're
you
very
so
good
much. I'm actually, thank you, brother. I'm actually proud of that, man, because I had the opportunity to show some vulnerability in a very powerful scene and situation. So I'm proud of that. So thank you so much, brother.
You're welcome.
So, Dave, are there any actors that you look up to or that have influenced your style of acting?
You know what, brother? I absolutely love Robin Williams, Denzel Washington.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
I'm old school, man, and those are the actors that I look up to. I also look up to Sylvester Stallone because of how he broke into the industry, how he's been able to have a consistent career, and even now, like, you know, he's still bringing blockbusters to the screen. So those are the three, my top three that I really look up to for different reasons.
Oh, and those are great people to look up to. I mean, I will never forget Robin Williams and Peter Pan and Hook. By the way, shout outs to Dante Bosco. He's a very, very good friend of mine. He played Rufio in that movie Hook. But let's go into this. I know a lot of people that might be listening are up and coming actors, and since you're an established actor and getting more established, what should we know about acting and the audition process that would be helpful to all the upcoming actors?
Great question, and I feel that, you know, obviously the more auditions you do, the more you kind of find your groove in the audition process. But for me, it's been to just bring that character to life with the very short amount of time that I have to prepare, which whether it's cold reading or whatever the case is. But I really try to understand and figure out the character and what he's trying to say in that scene, or what he needs and what he's asking for, whatever the case is. And I see the lines, I learn them, but then I throw them away. And I just share whatever I'm supposed to share in that audition room, if that makes sense. In other words, I don't really get bogged down with the writing at that point, because you only have so much time to prepare. But I want to bring truth to that character, and I feel that's what's helped me, you know, land consistently when it comes to my auditions. It's just to be real and authentic in that room. I feel that's what they're looking for. You know, they're not really tied into, like, delivering all of your lines word by word. They're actually trying to find to see if you can bring that character to life, and that's what I do. So it's kind of just following my heart, following my instinct, and just going for it all the way.
There you go. I love it. And that's great advice. We appreciate that. Let's talk a little bit about social media, man. I have a real cool success story, and I always try to give an example so you understand my question, because I can be confusing at times, and I don't get sleep. So basically, here's my question. I've had some opportunities that, like, currently I'm a columnist for Washington Times now. I have awards named after me. I mean, I've had a lot of accomplishments, and these situations have turned out from social media, Twitter and Facebook, and meeting people that I had no idea who they are. They just approached me and actually following up with that process. Do you have any success stories, one or two, maybe even three success stories, or any examples or anything that has to do with social media that has contributed towards your future success?
Yes, I've landed gigs through Facebook, through directors and producers approaching me through Facebook. And at the beginning of my career, like, I wasn't too sure on that, because I was thinking, okay, you know, I'm still learning the whole social media game, to be very honest with you. I just started Twitter not too long ago, you know what I mean? Like, that's how far behind I am. But I'm learning little by little. But that was one of them. I have landed gigs. I actually got a chance to go to San Francisco. I was flown out there to do a movie called Sin Padre, Without a Father, and a very powerful story about forgiveness. And I played a really, really heavy role that was a very important piece to the puzzle when it came to that powerful message of forgiveness. So I was blessed with that. I've also connected with other celebrities, one of them being Emilio Rivera. He plays Alvarez, the main Mayan in Sons of Anarchy. And that brother has been a blessing. He's very, you know, accessible. I was able to ask him questions. He gave me advice. And, you know, now we even connect every year at least to do the Celebrity Azusa softball game and have fun there, raising money for toys for kids type of deal. But, yeah, he's one of my, I could say, that the mentors, you know, without him even realizing that everything that he's given as far as information and just his way of being has shown me how to show up and how to be when it comes to Hollywood and having, you know, the blessing to be working in Hollywood, because that's such a difficult thing to do. You know, it's very difficult. But, yeah, so those are two that I'd like to share, and that, you know, I'm happy that I've experienced.
Awesome. And I would ask you the question, what inspires you to move forward every day? But I know that you have, you know, you're a father, and you have, you know, I believe it, 8-year-old son, 13-year-old daughter, am I right?
13-year-old son, 8-year-old daughter, yeah.
Oh, well, stop that, reverse.
Yeah, it's all good. If anything, they're obviously my biggest motivation, and I believe that everyone's a student and a teacher, so they're like my biggest students right now. And what I mean by that is this: I love what I do. Like, I wish I could, like, completely explain it and describe it, but I love being on set. I love you know, just acting and bringing characters to life. Like, I found what I'm meant to do for the rest of my life. And I don't know if everyone can say that in their lifetime. I don't take it light at all when I say this, is that I'm very, very lucky to have found what I'm meant to do for the rest of my life. And that's really motivation within itself. You know, I work for free, you know, and I don't care because I'm on set and I experience so many different, you know, I get so many different golden nuggets, per se, as far as, like, whether it's a new relationship, something new that I learned as far as an actor and growing as an actor and whatever the case is. But that's really ultimate right there. But my son and my daughter, they keep me moving forward as far as just me wanting to be the example for them, to follow their dreams, to follow their heart, to believe in themselves and realize that they can actually do whatever they want to do. Not an easy road, because you definitely have to commit 100% and just all the hard work towards building on your dream or on your goals, but it's totally worth it when you accomplish them, because it's something that's hard to explain unless you've been through it.
I love it, man. All right, guys. Well, this has
Sounds
been
good.
An awesome. This has been an awesome interview, David. Thank you so much for interviewing
thank
with
you.
Us, being on the show. And I want to tell all the listeners that they can catch you in Rock Viz Magazine. You know, I do have a section called Hollywood It Guy 401, and it's a printed issue that's going to be coming out. You can actually go to the store Scream Famous Clothing off Melrose Avenue. And get the copy of the magazine. And there's going to be a couple of things that we weren't able to get to in the interview on the show, but there will probably be in the magazine, and, you know, like your up-and-coming projects and all that stuff. But let me give you a little bit of time to anything that you want the fans to know that might be up-and-coming, anything that you want them to follow. You know, go ahead and plug that real quick.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you, brother, Easy, for having me on the show. Once again, Ryan Torres,
yeah.
We're connecting with you. So thank you so much for having me here.
I feel special. That's like three thank yous so far, man. Hey, brush my shoulders off.
You got to appreciate when appreciation is due, you know what I mean? So
thank you, man.
Yeah, so big love for that. And also, you can just, keep in touch with me on my website, on Facebook, Twitter. You can search me, just David Fernandez Jr. I'll pop up. My website is davidfernandezjr.com. Twitter's actor David F. If you want to learn more about me, you can just search me and you'll find me. As far as projects, I do have that ABC show. I believe it's going to be airing mid-February. Don't have the exact dates yet, but I will be blasting them out. I will blast out that huge video game that I was talking to you. I'll send it to you first so you can blast it out. Other than that, man, just happy to be on your show.
Definitely, man. We're happy to have you. And Scott,
yeah.
The Panther, Scott,
yes,
the Quiet
sir.
Panther, is still
with
us.
I just wanted to say something to all the viewers out there. Never give up on your goals and dreams. Work hard, and you will have a payoff.
That's right.
Then that's great advice, Scott. Great advice. So, David, thank you so much for being on the show. Remember, guys, you can catch him in Rock This Magazine. You can catch him on my blog, HollywoodItGuy.com. There's actually a blog right now. We'll be keeping you updated. It was great advice you gave us today, David, and we're looking forward to seeing you and all your up-and-coming awesome projects. Appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you. Big love, Scott, and big love to all the people that tuned in today, okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
All righty, guys. So we're going to get into the opportunity time segment. We're going to bring in my girl, Roz Taylor Jordan, the supervising casting director of America's Got Talent on NBC, many, many other shows. She works at Fremantle, which is one of the biggest production companies for television, reality shows and other series shows and things like that. So we're going to go ahead and bring in Roz Taylor Jordan to tell you guys a little bit of that opportunity time. Here we go.
Welcome to Opportunity Time. Today's guest is a ball of fire. She is the person to know in casting. She works on Hollywood's hottest projects. She knows talent. Our guest is helping to make dreams come true on America's Got Talent. Easy Talk is proud to introduce Roz Taylor Jordan.
All right, guys, it's opportunity time. I'm with my girl Roz Taylor Jordan. You know her, the supervising cast director for America's Got Talent. And we're actually going to throw a couple other skeletons out the closet with Roz. I know she hates when I put her out there because she does so much stuff. And I know she's not going to tell you. But I will also tell you that Roz is also very big in the development of shows world. She works with Fremantle, which is one of the bigger production companies that does the bigger shows. And she works with a lot of cool stuff. So I think I want to do something a little different today, Roz. Let's talk a little bit about the development and what goes into. Let's say I'm a consumer. I'm an up and coming producer. I am a producer that wants to know more about developing a show and wants to know how to get a show going and what are the beginning steps of, you know, legalities and then how do you, you know, really develop a good show and then how ultimately do you make money. You know, I know all these people are trying to develop shows. I got people hit me up on Twitter all the time, Facebook all the time, saying, I got this, I got this. I get pitched all the time. But, you know, let's kind of teach the listeners how you kind of do that yourself. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough. I mean, you can be in the game a long time and not sell but two shows your whole career, and you can be a newbie and come out with 5 million Gangnam Style. Whoop. But you know, it's different. It's no one way. But from my experience, what I would offer is the first thing that people need to understand is that there's no new ideas, and everybody's got one. It's who actually finishes it, who sees it through from beginning, middle, and end. That is the difference. The perseverance factor, I think, has a lot to do with it, and being unique. Not doing it the exact same way somebody else did and doing Housewives of Atlanta instead of, you know, Beverly Hills. It's still a knockoff.
Yeah.
So you have to think about your show and how different is it or what similarities does it have with some of the other more successful shows that are out there, because those are great models to look at, you know. And then after that, before you would tell anybody, I'd write it down. I'd send a letter to myself, a copy, and then I register with the Writers Guild of America. And $20, you're covered. I mean, obviously it takes a lot more to go to court with somebody, but I just, my other bit of advice would be like, go ahead, you pitch it to somebody, let them go ahead and make it, and then get an attorney and tell them, here's my letter, send them an offer and tell them I want my check. And that's what I would do. Because,
okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, so let me ask this, because I have a ton of people that are great talents and have great potential and probably want to do their own shows. In fact, I've been on maybe 6 or 7 conversations this week alone, and it's not even Saturday yet, of people that have pitched me shows and stuff. And,
oh,
you know,
gosh.
So people that are listening to Eric Zulli, Hollywood It Guy, Roz Taylor Jordan, you know, and all the things that you do, the listener that's listening, I hope, realizes that we are somebody here that can really help you for your project, and we're willing to do it. And, you know, if you want to call in and talk to us, we're here to, you know, to help you. And, like, let me throw an example. I have a lady that actually has been a manager for over 35 years and told me that people are coming to her and saying, hey, you should do a reality show. And these people are probably all looking for the types of people that can actually really legitimately help them based upon the experience and the contacts and, you know, how long you've been in the business. And we are some of those people, you know. And so, I mean, I would say, guys, if you have show projects and you have some stuff that you think is great, you can email info@easywaybroadcasting.com. Follow Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, follow it on Twitter, Easy Way Broadcast. Listen to the show and keep tuning in. I think this is kind of a cool little concept we have here where we can maybe help. We'll do like maybe 2 shows. We can talk about the helping people with the, I guess it's kind of like consulting, a little bit of free advice on how you would develop a show. And then maybe we can go to some other categories. And listeners, hit us up. Tell us if you like that.
I think it's not even just about how to sell a show. I think it's about how to go get cast in the show, because people don't understand what they're putting out there. And I think it's really important that people who are going to pursue such a difficult path as it is to know very clearly what your end game is, what you're willing to settle for, and what's going to ultimately be what you want to wake up doing every day. You know, are you going to be okay with waking up to go be an extra every day because you're on set of some of the biggest Hollywood movies, but you're never going to be the front man? Or would you be happy being the star of a play locally, working every day, year after year, doing something you love, you know? Or
gotcha.
Is it stardom or bust? You know, people need to think about that. So when you're going out on auditions and you're thinking about parts and how to market yourself, just what you do, you know, they think about the whole package. Because that opportunity has to be complete to come to fruition.
Definitely. And the guys, me and Roz and the team, we're talking about a lot of cool things that are developing in 2013 and a show that I'm going to be doing and some shows that we may be doing for some other people. So make sure you keep tuning in. Tune in to us next Friday. We have the executive producer of I Am Legend with Will Smith. Mark Jeffries is going to be on. And then we also have another surprise guest. Of course, we'll be having Roz Taylor Jordan and our girl Patricia Shipp from the National Enquirer. And, you know, we're doing it the easy way. So next week we'll talk a little bit more about maybe some tips and tricks of how to get financing or how to, you know, just how you really start out when you're trying to make a show, I guess you could say.
Not a good tool.
No, definitely, and we're here to help you guys and make it a little bit easier on you, as you know, it's easy talk. Roz, we got nothing but love for you, but I don't want to hold you up too much because I know how busy you are and what you do, so we will talk to you next week.
I love you easy. Keep it easy, Ray. Bye. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Love you, too. Okay, bye-bye. Easy talk, the easy way broadcasting. Remember to follow it. Really easy. Letter E, letter Z. Way, W-A-Y, broadcasting. Tell your friends. Tell their next of kin. Tell their dogs. Tell their friends. Tell everybody. We're going to be back next week, guys. It's going to be awesome. But before we go, I'm going to be bringing on, actually I'm going to talk about a friend because he's supposed to be on, and he was, and he left, I guess, come back on. The designer is actually the man behind the designs, all the cool graphic design, everything that you guys have seen, done by Anthony Armenta, anthonyarmenta.com. He is the man when it comes to graphic design. Don't forget that name, anthonyarmenta.com. And also, Diversity News Radio. I want to plug Diversity News Radio. Make sure you check them out. Diversity News Radio, Diversity News Magazine, Diversity News. All right, so we're going to bring Anthony on to talk a little bit about Minute, really quick about himself. Anthony, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Eric?
Man, we're feeling it. We're having fun. You hear the music? You vibing?
I hear the music, man. I've been listening.
Finishing up the show. No, I appreciate it. So, hey, plug yourself real quick, man. Tell everybody who you are, what you do, what you've done. Who is Anthony Armenta?
All right, well, first of all, hello, everyone in blog talk land and everyone. Just wanted to plug myself in. My name is Anthony Armenta. I do a lot of the graphics for Easy Way Broadcast. I've been working with Easy for about 5 months now. And I got to say, today's show was really a... relatable to me and everything, just to hear David Fernandez Jr. and give his story and everything like that, because my background is very similar and everything. But if you guys have been liking the graphics and everything like that, you know, you just look at my website, anthonyarmenta.com, and check me out at twitter.com at Anthony's Room. And thanks a lot for having me, Eric. It's been really a great journey working with you, and the opportunities and doors you've been opening for me and everything, and you know, for you know, the community out there and everything. I really love what you're doing, and hence why, you know, I've been working with you and everything. But thank you, though.
Right back at you, brother. We appreciate you, too. I'm telling you guys, AnthonyArmenta.com. Follow him, Anthony's Room, on Twitter. This man is a genius at graphic design, and he gets it done officially. And this is coming from you, man. Easy, Hollywood It guy. Appreciate you, Anthony. We're going to end the show now, and we will talk to everybody. I'm going to let you say bye. Don't want to be rude. Say bye.
All right. Later, y'all.
Okay. Now, hey, guys, so next week, do not forget to tune in next week. We have the executive producer of I Am Legend with Will Smith. Yes, He's going to be on the show, and we have a couple other cool special guests. It keeps getting better and better the easy way, guys. I hope you enjoyed it today. We're having a blast. That's how it goes. Want to thank Blog Talk Radio for always supporting us and doing what they do. Love it, love it, love it. And everybody else that supports us, everybody that supports the movement is the Easy Way Movement. And tune in Sunday, this Sunday, and possibly meet, can you believe, the president of distribution for Sony Pictures and his partner, his guy, is going to be a that's an experience you need to experience. The Rosman Experience. Do not miss it. Trust me when I say that. It is going to be a hot show you do not want to miss. And it's only on Easy Way Broadcasting can you get shows like this. Only way can you get shows like this. Easy Way Broadcasting. That's how we rock and roll. You meet great guests, great opportunities. You learn some cool secrets, get some advice. You get to listen to my fun ranting and rating and all the stuff I do. All right, guys. I love it, you guys. Scott, thank you so much for being my co-host. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on winning the contest and telling your friends. Go ahead and say bye to your friends and friends and family real quick.
Yeah, I want to say goodbye, and God bless everybody. And like I said, just keep moving forward. And don't stop where you are, because you never know when your big break in life is right around the corner.
All right, guys. Easy with broadcasting. Easy talk. See you next week. We out. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.